I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Somali Christians have yet another obstacle to overcome. The Islamic State just gained its first foothold in the East African nation. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says believers are few but growing in number despite the surrounding dangers. We're counting down to IDOP Sunday, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Please pray today for believers in the world's seventh worst place to be a Christian.
Lord, thank you for this time that we can come before your throne and to remember our brothers and sisters that are suffering all over the world, and we think especially of Somalia. We pray for the believers that in many cases have to be so secretive and be so careful or they'll be killed. So be with our brothers and sisters in Somalia. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And next, a story of redemption and rescue from Set Free Ministries. They work all over the world in a variety of capacities to bring the truth of the gospel to people living in bondage. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free says,
and what we have discovered at Set Free is if we just are faithful to our Heavenly Father and listen to His heart, He leads us to those people and to those places.
A few years ago, they were led to a group of girls in Kenya that were being trafficked in nearby cities. Set Free helped rescue the girls through their partner orphanage in the area, and since then, it's become a rescue center for others who are trafficked. More recently, Set Free helped purchase a school that today provides vulnerable girls with safety and education and exposure to the gospel. If you'd like to be a part of what Set Free is doing, head to missionnews.org to learn more. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunda Padidi. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.